You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people. Welcome, welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I like to start off my show with a deep breath. Everyone just inhale and exhale and just release it. I like to say today is a good day because we woke up. We're alive, we're breathing, and that means we get another opportunity to be our best selves, another opportunity to check the stinking thinking, another opportunity to really be grateful for what we have and to continue that journey that we're all on. And I also like everyone to know I am a daily user of CBD. I don't know what I would do without CBD, to be honest with you. I actually took some CBD before I came on. Why? Because it relaxes me. It helps to eliminate stress. It helps to eliminate anxiety. It helps with insomnia. It helps with chronic pain. It helps with focus. There are so many mental and physical benefits to daily CBD use. And I always have to re-educate. CBD comes from hemp. It doesn't come from marijuana, so it doesn't get you high. Legally, by legal terms, it has to have less than 0.3% THC. So again, you're getting the medicinal benefits from the hemp plant and not the high. Our CBD is third-party tested. We remove all of the chemicals, the pesticides, the heavy metals, all of that, and it's USDA certified organic. So if you've never tried it, please try it. It will make a difference. That's why I call my website Hemp Happier, because when you use hemp, you will be happier. The brand is Wakana, and we know that it's a premium quality CBD. I'm a psychologist practicing 23 years. I am doing therapy. I do coaching, and I have my show because I want to share what I've learned because we're on this journey together. And so if you want to check out my website, I encourage you. It is healthyminds.expert, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y-S, minds.expert. You are in for a treat today. I have the beautiful Lisa Winston with me today. And Lisa Winston is a gifted vocalist, number one international best-selling author of Your Turning Point, a TV host, intuitive mindset strategist, and inspirational speaker. She has lived a life of extreme challenges, including losing her home to wildfire, breast cancer survivor, and neuro-Lyme disease survivor. Wow. This has made her hungry for a deeper connection to source and left her determined to find her true calling. Well, today she shares the message that life is always happening for you and challenges are sent to refine you, not define you. Lisa has produced many influential global summits and also features online summits, national radio, has her own podcasts and trainings. She's the co-host and produces the Mindset Reset TV show, a weekly series which reaches millions worldwide. Lisa is so grateful to be mom to her beautiful daughter, Sarah, and to live, teach, and speak across the globe with her soulmate, life partner, and love, Dr. Joe Vitale. And I have to tell you, Dr. Joe is a lucky guy, and I think she's a lucky gal. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh my goodness. That's so exciting. I am so excited to be here. I just love your energy. I, by the way, want to get hemp happy too.
Yes! I always say, I think I'll be using CBD for the rest of my life because it's all I need. It allows me to function.
I haven't been amp happy. I need
exactly. And that's so funny because after interviewing Dr. Joe on my show, he's like, I'm going to check out that website. I was like, yes. Because once you feel how good it feels to just be calm and less stressed and less anxious, it's like a no-brainer. You know, so
everybody needs that right now with all the anxiety going around. So yeah.
Exactly. So Lisa, just talk a little bit about your journey, because it sounds like you have overcome so many obstacles and you just keep going. I mean, like I said, you're so beautiful. It's like we talked about evolution, and yeah, every challenge you face, it just seems like you just get better.
You evolve for sure. I mean, you really do. You get wiser, hopefully. You make better decisions, hopefully. I don't even know where to start, because my whole life, I mean, literally, I came onto the planet with massive fear. I had somebody try to kill me. I had a tractor run over me, almost cut my legs off. I was raped in college. I was in a couple of abusive marriages and got divorced twice. And I was very unconscious. Like, I always knew that I had this connection to source. I didn't know what it was. You know, I always felt special, whatever that was. So I took the journey like everybody, you know, a lot of people go, I was born again Christian. I was a Messianic Jew. I did like everything trying to figure out who I was. And so I did start to evolve a lot more right before the wildfires in San Diego in 2007. That's when I lost my house. And it was weird because just like a couple of years before that, I really started digging more into like Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you remember Lynn Grabhorn, excuse me, Your Life is Waiting. No. She had a huge impact in my life. She has passed, but her book and her audio was just phenomenal. Really started me on that journey of, you know, law of attraction. We are energy. And if we raise our vibes, we bring things in. And so I was doing all of that kind of work. It was funny because the year before the fire, I had been singing for a long time and I was getting bored with it. You know, we're doing casuals and corporate gigs and all that kind of stuff. And I loved doing it, but I just felt like I was supposed to head in another direction. So right before the fire, I kept saying, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out on my business. I'm so burnt out. And then of course the fire came, we lost everything.
Oh my God, you spoke that.
Yeah, it was almost like a pre, you know, I don't know if it was a pre of, you know, what was going to come, or if it was actually just an alignment and it was, you know, and then it happened. I don't really know how it all happened, but things started to move and I was doing Qigong every day for hours, really connecting with my source, because I was so miserable. I had so much abuse, so much unhappiness, so much stuff in my life that was so painful. And I couldn't figure out, you know, what's wrong with me. I love God or whatever you want to call that energy. I'm trying to do the right things. I keep attracting the wrong people into my life. And I was on my knees praying a lot. So apparently I believe that my prayers were eventually answered, didn't make everything go away. So after the fires, we lost our house completely. And 2 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So in reality, I would say that was one of the most present moments I ever, you know, lived, because again, when you lose everything, I mean, we didn't even have a toothbrush. We got the dogs out, my daughter out, who had lost her house in four years previous to that. She lost her house in the Cedar Fire with her dad. So we had a lot of trauma going on. And so we rebuilt the house. I had, you know, surgery and radiation and all that. And I just wanted to get it done. I wasn't thinking about anything holistic at that time. And I started just really evolving. It was kind of like when I decided to take this deeper path, this deeper spiritual journey, things really started happening and I became more conscious and I started seeing the pieces. And eventually I was in a very toxic 15-year relationship through that period. And, you know, there was one day where I was just praying and I said, you know, I don't know whether to leave or not, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy here, but I was terrified. I wasn't making a lot of money as a musician. And I had a roof over my head, a brand new house, you know, everything was great, but I really felt like if I stayed in the relationship, I would die. Wow. And so I kept doing my Qigong. I'd go in the back room and the guy I was with thought I was nuts and I just kept doing it anyway. Well, one day I was literally sitting there and I had a download. I teach intuition, how important it is to connect to our intuition, our inner guidance, and to hear what it's saying. And I had this huge download drop in and I knew that I knew I had to leave. Next day I started packing. He was devastated. I said to my daughter, we're getting out of here. and I was scared, but I knew I could do it. And I really felt there was something more for me. I wanted to know what it was. It was kind of like that, you know, that shift into my, what's my soul purpose? I'm singing. I love singing. I'm a creative, but there's something else. What is it? So I left, started on my journey of, you know, building my business, coaching and all that kind of stuff. And then
it takes a lot of courage.
A lot from there, you know, I mean, that's been a journey within itself, but just the last 2.5 years alone, I mean, things just started changing and shifting for me. I was in a space where I really started hearing my intuition, talking to my angels and guides and my, you know, it's funny because for such a spiritual person, I still have these moments where it's like, I don't believe any of that's real. Do you ever have that? I mean,
well, you know what? It's when we're most vulnerable that we believe in something greater than ourselves. And yeah. I really believe that with all of the trauma that we go through, and particularly that you've gone through since early childhood, there was always a greater purpose for your life. You know, because you kept overcoming and then another challenge and overcoming and then another. And that is really what amazes me about people. It's not the people who don't have as many challenges and reach a point of greater understanding about how powerful they are, yeah. but it's those people who go through so many challenges and they get up and brush themselves off and they keep going. And that to me is where I just have the utmost respect, because I'm like, wow, how powerful are you?
Well, I mean, I think we, you know, we all are powerful. We forget. And everybody has their own sets of trauma. Some people have way more traumatic stuff than I've had. You know, they've lost children or, you know, various things. I mean, I was just talking to you before we got on here, and I was telling you about my experience with crashing with neuro Lyme disease and almost dying, which really, after writing my book, Your Turning Point, I don't know what you want me to share, but I just
wanted
to share.
Please, share whatever you want to share.
Okay. Reel me in if I'm going on too long. But there was a point in time, and this is again, I want everybody to know that this is about following your inner guidance, even when you don't know what's happening, when you get these hits and these ideas to take action, even if they make no sense, do them anyway. So I started doing that. I was doing a lot of summits years ago. And my summits got better and better. And I had this one summit in 2017 that was so high energy. I had, you know, John DeMartini. I had all these people coming in and they just flew right in. They all said yes. And this energy was so high. Well, that's when I first interviewed Joe and on my summit. And we had so much energy between us. It was crazy. We didn't know what it was. There was just something, you know, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll work with him or, you know, and you know, you're like, when you're interviewing somebody who's famous, you're kind of like, yeah, everybody says that. And, you know, it's like, nothing's going to happen. And so
little did you know,
right? So for about, you know, almost a year, we didn't speak. He followed me on Facebook. I followed him and I kept doing my stuff. I was doing leadership trainings. I was really trying to build myself up, working with coaches and all that. And in the meantime, everything was building. Well, the next, I guess the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, I got this really strong hit to go back and live with my mother, who was 86, 87 at the time, I guess. And I thought, well, I had just seen her for my 40th class reunion just a few months, you know, prior to that. And so I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. This is crazy. But I was having trouble in my business at that point. I wasn't clear. I was bored. I was like, what, you know, what am I doing wrong? And so I just decided I'm going to close up shop. So I packed everything up in San Diego, left it there, drove to Pennsylvania. Halfway across the country, I get a call from my sister. Mom was diagnosed with stage 4 terminal breast cancer. And when I think of that, I could cry. And a lot of times I do, because first of all, if I wouldn't have followed that hit, I wouldn't have been able to be with my mother for 6 months until she died. Wow. And I was her caretaker, basically. My sister and my brother helped, but I lived with her. I bathed her. I took her everywhere. She had cancer on the outside of her body. It was just horrible. And, but we had some very intimate, wonderful times. And during that time, I was like in this miracle space. I said yes to that. I went there. All of a sudden, you know, I started feeling like I'm driving down the road and I feel like the sky opened up and I would just get on my knees and, you know, well, not while I was driving, but, you know, a lot of times it would happen. And I felt this incredible divine love washing through me. So much so it was like heaven on earth. I just had these moments. And then things started happening. Joe was helping me write my book. I had met with him in January because I was working with a coach in San Antonio and he saw that I was there. And so we had dinner. We talked about the book, which was really cool. And then, so I'm writing my book while my mom's dying. And then after that, my TV show, The Mindset Reset. Sorry, I keep looking off to the right. I do that when I'm thinking. Mindset Reset TV show literally fell in my lap. My friend Robert Clancy at the time, who's my co-host now, called me and goes, yeah, you want to do a show? And I'm like, okay. So it was one of these places that I write about in my book, Your Turning Point, you know, these decisions that we make that lead us to these things. And as everybody, well, if they don't know right now, you know, I've been with Joe for 2.5 years. He went through a terrible divorce, but he said yes. Also, we didn't know what was happening, but the universe was orchestrating our relationship, you know, our higher purpose together. And we said yes. And we knew initially, pardon me, allergies, that we were going to work together. That's what we had thought initially. And then everything kind of evolved from there. But what are the chances of somebody like me meeting somebody like Joe from The Secret, who I had seen back in 2006, right? It's like a 1 in a billion chance that he would even pay attention to me. I was like, nobody really. And everything just started falling into place. And of course I did have Neuralign. I laughed. I told you, I said, after my turning point, you know, I got hit with that. And that was the biggest challenge that I've had so far, but I still, gosh, I just want your listeners to know that when you look back over your challenges, when you look back at all the stuff that's happened to you and you think there's no God, you're being punished, nothing is, you know, going in your favor, I want you to really look, really sit there and feel into the pieces, the little pieces. Like when I had Neuralign, a doctor gave me steroids because my ears were ringing and they were clogged. And I was like, I was in panic mode because it was Neuralign. And so I was like nuts. I thought I was going to have to be institutionalized. And that further crashed my immune system so that they could find that I had Lyme disease. So I looked up a functional doctor, didn't even know what I was doing, just picked the first one that came. And she's the one that helped me get 75% better. So when you start seeing these little things, sometimes you make a decision, sometimes it's just presented you. But there's a thread that goes through every challenge you've ever had that shows that the divine has always been orchestrating and there's synchronicities happening. I get chills when I talk about it because it's true for everybody. No matter how deep your trauma has been, it's true. And so that is the big lesson. You want to take those next steps. You want to follow those things that are presented, even if they're unknown, even if they make no sense, because look where I've gotten, and I'm still moving beyond there, but I would have never probably written my book. I wouldn't have met Joe. I wouldn't be with Joe. I wouldn't have my TV show. I mean, there are a lot of things that may not have happened if I hadn't said yes to that crazy hit to go back and live with my mother that made no sense at all.
I know. And you gave me chills when you said that, because it was then that you trusted the universe, or you trusted something greater. And I think that's what happens sometimes when we don't know or understand, why am I going through what I'm going through? But trust that it's always for our highest good, because we can only see as far as we can throw.
Absolutely.
But this universal intelligence, this universal love, this universal energy creator of everything knows everything.
And we can't see the bigger picture. I heard something today that I loved. I don't use this saying in my business, but I love it and I'd like to steal it. Shit happens so that shift can happen.
I love it. Say it again.
Isn't that great?
Yes, yeah, say it again.
Shit happens so that shift can happen.
Wow. That's deep. And we're always talking about mindset shift. You mm-hmm. talk about mindset shift. My show is Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. It's about shifting your mindset. And sometimes we have to experience things to see it from a different perspective.
Yes.
Because we're hard-headed. I guess we're so set in that programming. We're so set in that subconscious program that it's hard sometimes to see from a different lens.
It is. And we get that, and I talk about it in my book, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about when I say we get hit with the universal 2x4 if we don't pay attention to the things, you know, things that need to be repaired will repeat. And I talk about that in my book. And so if you don't pay attention, or you ignore, or you shove it to the side, which must be my case because I got the universal 2x4 a couple of times and I'm good with what I got, and I'm really hoping that doesn't happen again, but
I've learned.
Yeah, I mean, the universe lets you know, what it is that you need to work on in a big way. And so it's not, life really is happening for us. I know it's so hard because some people who have suffered horrible traumas and tragedies, you know, it's hard to see that, but I've seen people who've lost their children or children that have been murdered or all kinds of things where people really are believing in God's plan for their child's life and for their lives. Some people go on to advocate for, you know, certain things or create new laws and bills and things like that. And in the greater scheme of things, you know, we don't see spirit's perspective. We don't really even understand it, but we got to hold fast to it. Like, I don't believe that we're victims of fate. Mm-mm. If that's the case, I might as well leave the planet right now because yuck, what a place to be.
No. And that's one thing that I often talk to my patients about is you're not a bystander.
Right, exactly.
So many people believe that they're bystanders in life and that life happens to them. Like you said, shit happens. Well, guess what? Once you take control of how you're seeing it, what you're believing, how you're limiting yourself, how that program is really impacting you, you get control to make the change. That's when you can say, okay, I don't like this. Yeah. I have the power to do something about it.
Yeah, you do. Can I share something with your
of course, please.
I have a process I do, and I share it every time because I think it's been so powerful for me. I was reading years ago when I was in another relationship, Katie and Gay Hendricks' book, Conscious Loving. And it talks about taking responsibility for everything. And that's a big one, right? Most people are like, I'm not responsible for anything. That's crazy, right? But I did an experiment, and I really encourage everybody to do this experiment, not just with responsibility, but with anything that comes up in your life. When I was in my relationship and we were practicing this, one day I felt that my partner had done something to me. He accused me of something or whatever. And I was sitting there and I'm like, I was just sitting here. I didn't do anything. I didn't deserve that. And so that day I refused to take responsibility. I said, nope, I'm not taking 100. I am not responsible. I'm not going to do it. Well, that argument, that silent treatment, the whole thing went on for like 3 days. It was ugly. So it happened again. That's why I'm no longer with him.
Okay.
But he did something. I felt that he was doing it to me. And again, I was sitting there going, now this is nuts because like, I literally am just sitting here minding my own business and he walloped me with something. And so I thought, oh, darn it. Okay. I'm going to get out the book. I'm going to practice what they say. And I didn't believe it, but I just said, okay, I'm taking 100% responsibility for what just happened. And you know, this person over here is going, oh God, that's just in my craw. I don't like, that doesn't feel right. And over here, I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, I said it. The energy of just saying it changed everything. Like in less than a day, everything dissolved. Didn't even remember what it was. So we get to make a choice. We come to the fork in the road, no matter what's happening in our lives. And we get to take one of two paths, the path of resistance or the path of flow. And responsibility is a big one. And even like with gratitude, Erica, it's like even when we don't feel or we don't believe it, you know, when we say these things, just the energy of saying it, the commitment of saying it starts this beautiful process of the energy changes, something starts to happen, right? And so I just really, these are the kind of tools that we need. And it's really powerful. You have to want to play the game. I mean, if you just want to stay in resistance, then nobody can change that.
Yeah. But you know what, that kind of brings to mind the Ho'oponopono that Dr. Joe talks about. That I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. You think you're speaking it to someone else or right. For other people, but when you're speaking it, it's almost like I needed to hear this.
Yeah.
I needed to forgive me. I needed to appreciate me. I needed to apologize for not being so kind to me. This was all about me. And we were talking about that before we got started, how my intention for this podcast was to share my knowledge of 23 years as a psychologist with other people. Come to find out, it was for me to receive the knowledge so that I can continue to grow on my journey and of course share with others. But it's always a give and take. And I think that that's the beauty of life. When we trust the process,
yeah,
we're not only giving, but we're also receiving. And I think sometimes people have a hard time with receiving.
Oh boy.
Especially as women and as mothers.
Right.
Receiving the love, we'll give it, but it's harder to receive it.
Yeah, receiving is something we get to practice. And there's something else that I want to share with people too, if I may, and that is that we need to elevate. We're energetic beings. We need to elevate. So instead of focusing, because God, I always said I was born on the wrong side of the bed, you know, the negative side of the bed. And it's funny because we're so powerful. We're deliberate creators, whether we're creating negatively or positively, right? And so what you focus on grows. And so instead of focusing on what's bad and what's wrong and all that kind of stuff, it's really great to focus on what's right. I don't know if you know a friend of ours, Mendy Odlin. She's a friend of Joe and mine. And she has a book out that's, oh my gosh, isn't that crazy? My mind is, I'm getting old.
But that's okay.
She does this thing. I have her book and I love it. And I know it as well as my own name. And I can't think of it right now, but it's all about playing the what if up game. You know, whenever something happens, we're always like, oh, well, what if I die from this? Or what if I can't afford to do this? Or what if I go broke? Or what if that's what we do? That's just like an automatic response to everything.
Yeah. Worst case scenario.
Right. But what if we play the what if up game instead of down? What if we just say, well, what if everything goes okay? What if I have more money than I even know what to do with? What if all these answers come that I wasn't expecting? So we have to use, gosh, I am a firm believer of having a toolkit. And I know you are too, because we have to have a few go-tos when we get ourselves in the pit. And we can get all the help in the world that we want. Like, I fully believe in getting therapy or doing energy work or acupuncture or whatever you're going to do, right? I do that, all that kind of stuff. But we still have to self-manage. So we still have to be responsible. We are responsible for our vibration. We are responsible for what we attract. We're either up here or we're down here. Mm-hmm. And so that's another big piece of it. The mindset is absolutely critical, but this is, I think, part of the mindset, you know, yeah. Lifting yourself up.
I love it. Okay. We've got 3 minutes. I want you to share any other words of wisdom, but I also want to know, what is your go-to tool?
Oh boy. I would say my go-to tool, and there are so many of them, is I actually do about 5 minutes every morning of Qigong and Donna Eden's energy medicine routine, which that's the very first thing I do. Sometimes I close my eyes in the morning and I visualize something that makes me very happy, like my daughter, you know, to elevate, to get my love energy up. But the energy tools that I use are the very first thing, because you're opening up all your channels. You're starting a brand new day. You are an energetic being. And so I do that every morning. Yeah.
I love that. I love Donna Eden. Okay. Tell my listeners where they can get the book, where they can learn more about you and your podcast. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, my website, Lisa A. Winston, it's an A because the Lisa Winston, who's a bodybuilder, stole my URL. Just kidding. Anyway, lisaawinston.com. Yes. And I am working on my website right now to evolve that. My show, the Mindset Reset Show, just go to mindsetresettv.com. And we are starting up our fourth season here in the next 2 months. You can get my book, Your Turning Point, on Amazon. I have it in, there's a workbook that goes along with it. It's an ebook and or hard copy workbook. And my book was just released in Italian on April 22nd. So that's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
Anyway, I just want to tell everybody they're way more powerful than they even believe. And I believe that you can do anything you set your mind to. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
We've got a minute left.
So you are good. I just have to say, your energy is so beautiful. I love you. You're just physically beautiful, energy beautiful, spirit beautiful. I love the message that you're sharing. And thank you. Thank you for giving of your time. And just anything else. I mean, we got a minute. Any last words of wisdom for my listeners?
Yeah. I'm working on a site and some other things too, some songs, but there's just something I love to say. And that is, keep this in your heart. Always be brave enough. Be brave enough just for today. You don't have to be brave enough for tomorrow or next week, but take those steps, say yes, change your perspective, be brave enough to just you know, make that move and get through whatever you're getting through one day at a time, one step at a time, one second at a time, you can do it. Just be brave enough, just for today.
I love it. Thank you so much, Lisa A. Winston.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.